The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence, and now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Listeners, and I am delighted to be with you, and I want to share something that happened right smack when we were getting ready to start the show. So myself and Rebel included, like, you know, we had our guest on the show, and I have to commend our guest, Margarita Fairbanks. She is seeing flames from the top of her house, as well as what's happening is that, you know, she has received evacuation notice, and she took that time to come and inform us that would it be okay for her to just kind of go, and if we could reschedule. And of course we will reschedule. Safety comes first. So folks, you know, let's take a minute and pray for those people in Santa Barbara that, you know, they're safe and they don't suffer a lot of loss. So our prayers are with you, Margarita, your family, and your neighboring community. So, okay. So today what we are going to do, folks, is last week we had several questions as we were interviewing one of our guests about how to write a book, what to do with a book. And what we are going to do today is that because our guest had to run, you know, due to really like dire circumstances, you know, I've invited my friend to interview me. So are you ready?
I am ready. I am trying to be anyway. You never know. Things happen at the last minute. Again, our prayers and positive energy go out to those in California who are going through this terrible ordeal. So how are you, Divya?
I am great, except for, like, you know, our wonderful guest, and just thinking about her and so many people out there, you know, like, so many things have become so normal for us, which is not normal. So just keeping them in prayers and being grateful, especially in this Thanksgiving weekend, that currently where I'm at, there are no natural disasters. So very thankful, and I'm thankful for you, who's just ready to jump in and support me, who's got my back at any time. And I'm very, very thankful to each and every one of you listeners. So thank you for being part of our family.
So let's get to this book stuff. Man, you have a lot of books out, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Like, recently, I released my 10th number one international bestseller, Expert to Influencer, How to Position Yourself for Meaningful Impact. And it's available worldwide. And the best part of it was that we pushed it through UK, Australia, France, Japan. And so it went as number one bestseller in a lot of different countries, and it's still doing pretty good. So yeah, I got a lot of books.
And how many do you have in total?
Well, I have kind of lost track of it. It's probably my 15th or 16th book.
How does one make it to the bestsellers list?
Oh my goodness, that's a That's a great question. So here's the thing, folks, you know, there are a lot of people out there who will say that, oh, we can take you to bestseller list. And maybe what they do is they do some, so basically, okay, let's start from the beginning, like when we talk about. So it's not only about marketing. That's the best-selling part. Even before that, it's really essential that you have good quality book. And when I talk about good quality book, it's not just a book that it's written well. But the key is, especially if you're writing something for your readers, regardless what genre it is, whether it's a mystery, whether it's a thriller, whether it's romance, whether it's children's book, whether it's memoir, self-help, business, economics, political, whatever it is. The key is to do market research. And when we talk about market research is knowing what your market wants. So first of all, knowing as to who is your market. And when I talk about who is your market, the key is who is your reader. It's so important for us.
How do you know who is your reader?
That's really good. So for example, I'm just going to share a story of a couple of my authors. So recently, we were releasing a book for a real... So folks, I have a full team and I could not do without them. I'm telling you, like, you know, you're nothing without your team. A lot of people say, I, and I say, for me, at least when I flip the M, it becomes W and it is V. So here's the thing, folks. What happens is that when you're talking about who is your reader, so let's say if you're writing a book about real estate. And now you may say, oh, it's probably for real estate agents. Oh, it's probably for home buyers. But the key is that when you're writing a book about something, see who are you talking to? And it's really, really important to just kind of come up with one person, because when you're having a conversation, usually regardless wherever you are, even if you're at a Thanksgiving table or you're in a networking session, you can maybe stand quietly and listen to everybody, but when you're having a conversation, you can have a conversation with only one person. If you really want to be attentive and figure out who they are and form that deep, meaningful connection. So the key is to find out, first of all, what is your expertise? Let's say you say that, you know, my life has been tough. I've had a lot of disadvantages. And now I took those disadvantages and I turned it around and turned it to my benefit. I overcame challenges. Let's say we're talking about memory, right? So just kind of recently we had somebody that we did a book launch for real estate investments. Then let's take another example where we took a person to a best-selling, like an international number one bestseller, with their memoir. So basically what's happening in memoir, or you can say, is that autobiography. It was kind of mixed. So basically they're talking about overcoming. And now if we talk about overcoming challenges, it's about chronic pain. So now let's go even further. So if you're talking about chronic pain, what kind of chronic pain you're talking about? So this author had neuropathy. And when we talk about neuropathy, it is pain in the extremities of the body, pain in joints. So now, when you're talking about who is your reader, you gotta identify that, okay, that the person, so if you're writing about overcoming neuropathy and how you went through, where you picked the right doctors, where you found a good partnership, your alternative medicine, I'm just kind of giving this out based on my client's book, and how they overcame the pain, and yes, pain was there, but they've learned to manage the pain and live a thriving life despite everything. So now if you're talking about pain, and now if you go and talk to somebody having migraines, yes, it's pain, but you know, the more specific you get, the better you are going to be. So now if you go and talk to somebody who has chronic pain, as neuropathy is similar to you, then guess what? People are going to be able to connect with you and people will be able to just pick up your book and say that, yes, this is me. They're able to identify your story within them, and as they identify, they're able to connect and they stay with you. And what happens is that now your message is resonating with them, and as your message is resonating, you're providing value. Because the reason you write is to write. And the biggest thing is that now, okay, we have talked about writing that reader, right? Planning that reader, writing that reader. When you write from your heart, provide value, value, value. Giving, giving, giving. And so now you've written a quality book. And after you've written a quality book, what I would highly recommend is connecting with somebody who has traveled down the road before, have experiences, successes, failures. That way you're not going through the tumultuous process of the publishing and marketing and all that, because it's tough, very tough. You know, writing is tough. And I say it very lightly, right? Yeah, it's my 15th book, but I gotta tell you that every time I write another book, it's like writing my first book. And writing, you know, taking those ideas and putting it coherently together, making sense of it, and not only that, but providing value to your readers. And it does require a lot of effort. It can be exhilarating. And at the same time, it can be exhausting. So after you've written that, you go to the publishing, and it's important to market the book very, very strategically. And as you market the book, it's important to have keywords done, placing the book properly in the right categories. And as you have placed it, you're doing the right marketing, like reaching out to different people, connecting with influencers, and then doing the best-selling launch for good. So we do almost 6 to 8 weeks of research, seeing what trends are coming on, who's publishing what books are slated for launch, and just doing a lot of research. Because with the advent of information age, there is so much news and information and data that gotta do stellar marketing to stand out. International or even U.S. bestseller, flying colors, and in the right categories, because that's very relevant, right? That, let's say if you've written a real estate book and you're speaking to people who are either real estate agents or home buyers or somebody who's thinking of becoming a real estate agent. And now, if you're speaking to them and if you have the categories that are related to real estate, now, if you put it in children's book and get a bestseller, that does not count. So it's about making sure that you're in the right categories that you have, because you know it. It's not just for telling somebody else. It's about that pleasure and satisfaction that you get that, hey, I did my work. I put in my work.
That is interesting. We have a question from Sally. Jan actually asked that question, or a similar question that you just answered. Now we have a question from Sally. Who is on your team and how do you get them on it?
Okay, so who is on my team? I'll tell you. So basically, initially when I started out writing my books, I did not know anything about it. And this is probably like 6-7 years back. And I connected with some publishers, and let me tell you, like, there are three different types of publishers. So there are self-publishers who do everything on their own, and you go, you find things, and, you know, some people are able to pull it off, but there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of agony, and a lot of blood, sweat, and soul going in there. And that's totally fine. Nothing to it. A lot of people do that. That's totally cool. You can do it. Then there are traditional publishers. So traditional publishers are from the publishing house, where one of the things, even before they will take a look at your proposal, the key is you have to find a literary agent. And after you found a literary agent, you have to write a book proposal and then submit to a lot of different publishers. And the chances of getting picked up by publishers, I'm not saying that they're slim or anything like that, but it depends on a lot of different things. You gotta have a solid, solid proposal. You gotta have a great idea. You gotta have a large following. Even though a lot of people think that traditional publishers will do the marketing for you, some might not. So it's all about research, you know, what fits your needs. And then so I have to share with you Jack Canfield. I don't know if you all know him. He's one of my heroes. So Jack Canfield, he wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. And he and his partner, his co-author, they went into debt of upwards of $200,000. They kept on knocking doors. And then finally, what they did was they went ahead and before they published their book, as the story goes, they got 20,000 pre-orders. And after that, they were picked by publishers. So folks, it's not that simple. And after you're picked by publishers, also remember that sometimes they may have the copyrights to your manuscript. They may ask you to make a lot of different changes that you gotta write this way, write that way. And then royalties are also sometimes, you know, it could be 15%, sometimes 10%, sometimes 30%. So a lot of different intricacies to it. So make sure that you take a look at it. And then the third type of publishers are hybrid publishers. So basically what hybrid publishers do is that they will take the existing platforms like Amazon, Ingram Spark, Lulu, and there are lots and lots of other platforms that can be used. And then they guide you. So basically you don't have to do anything. These people have published a lot of authors and I fall into that category, folks. So for example, like recently the book that we launched, you can kind of check him out, Ken Van Loo, for the real estate. It's like Ultimate Wealth Building Formula. He was my 117th, 117 author, where what we do is like, you know, over the years, I go and connect with people because for me, connection comes first. Because if you're not connected with heart, if you are not able to work with them beautifully, if they don't know what you're thinking, if you don't know what they're thinking, so basically it's like, first of all, they have your back. Secondly, they are your really good friends and they're okay with you sharing something they don't want to hear. Similarly, you are okay with them sharing with you that you don't want to hear. So basically it's very, very open communication. And then these two, of course, a must. And the third that is a must is that they gotta be the experts in their industry. So for example, how did I find people on my team? So some of it was folks, you know, trial and error, because these are human beings, you know, they came highly recommended by my friends. And then before I offer anybody services to any of my clients, I make sure that they do my work first. So if anything suffers, it's my work. And then just kind of like, you know, working with them and seeing how the work is. And if the work is stellar, really good, then, you know, then we become partners. It's when I say my team is that my team is my family, just like you guys are my family. And so sometimes, you know, you get some people, they're not that great. They don't work well with others. So you have to make hard decisions sometimes and have a tough conversation. And if it still doesn't work out, and then you have another tough conversation and you go your separate ways because, you know, ultimately the client comes first. To me, the team comes first as well as the client comes first. But the team can stand if the client goes away happy. So the team has to come together. And when I talk about team, it's me included in that team. We work like a fist. So I'll tell you a story. It's like, think about there used to be a king, and king sent out an invitation to people that, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you a big bag of money if whoever comes and shows the demonstration, like, you know, what is the difference between strength and power. So like a lot of people came and talked about it and were not able to demonstrate the difference. And there came this young gentleman, you know, he was a poor guy, not much to his clothes, tattered clothes. But when he went in, he said to the king, yo, you know what, can I demonstrate what is the difference between strength and power? Can I have one of your courtiers come and stand over here? So courtiers were like, oh my goodness, what is he going to do? So they were hesitant, but the king ordered, yeah, go down and let's see what this gentleman has to offer and how is he going to show what's the difference between strength and power. So gentleman took one of his fingers, just a tiny finger, and index finger, and flipped it against the courtier's cheek. There was no impact. And then he brought the whole fist together, right? These are all individual fingers, but he bunched it up in a fist and did not hit the courtier, but said that this is power. And I'm not saying go hit anybody, folks, but what I'm saying is that when you come together, so similarly, like, you know, each and every one of us as an individual has an ocean within us, but we cannot be an ocean. But when we come together, we have the power of ocean. So that's what the team is about. You find people, and these are people like, you know, it's not about you or me. It's about the whole team succeeding. And so as the years have gone by, you know, some people have come, some people have left, and some people have been with me for 5 years now. And I believe in developing long-term relationships because you're born with a family that's given to us by nature. And then you create a family by your own choice. So that's how you go about creating your own team. Great question.
Okay, we have another question. Sorry about that. We have another question from Helga.
Hello, Helga.
How much does it cost to self-publish, and what is the best one to go with?
What's the best one to go with? I'm going to see if you can also expand on your question. That'll be good. How much does it cost? It depends. It depends, like, you know, what quality do you want? Do you want target quality? You want, so I'll give you three examples. Depending on whichever area you live, I'm sure you know of Target. I'm sure you know of Nordstrom. I'm sure you know of Tiffany. So it depends, like, you know, how much do you want to invest? If you just want to do something very simple, you can take, you know, pre-made covers, and I will even share a resource with you. It is called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. So in my initial days when I had got no clues, I did go there. But you can tell those books, you know, when you have that print quality and the typesetting and the formatting done, or even if you're doing, that finished look does not come through. So versus, I can tell you that, you know, the team that any of my team that formats the book and publishes it, I will say up to even to a point that we could say that our quality is very, very comparable to any publishing house. Maybe not be completely up to the par, but it would definitely be hard to say whether it's a book from publishing house or not. So it depends. If you're just trying to get it published, then you can go with Target. Make sure that even if it's Target, it's still quality material, because quality does matter. Make sure that you have got a great title. Make sure to go and check out different genres. And let's say if you don't know which genre you're writing, just look for different genres, you know, how the book is looking. And once you have settled on a genre, I highly recommend looking at bestsellers in those genre. And once you have found the bestsellers, what you can do is, I really like, this is my genre and these are the bestsellers. Let me pick 3 or 4 covers that I really like. And then you don't copy it, folks. Okay. Please don't do that, but get an inspiration from it. Get an inspiration and create a cover. Make sure that it stands out, because cover, the packaging is important. As you all know, holidays are coming up. We do spend time in wrapping the gift nicely. We just don't bring a gift and put it, crumple it up in a piece of newspaper and give it to somebody. So similarly, it's really important that your book cover is nice. Similarly, it's really important how the typesetting is done inside, like what kind of font is used, how much spacing is done, what size of the book is good for which. So there are a lot of minute details, but that's what I would do, that, you know, if you're self-publishing it, how much it costs, you know, it can vary from $1,000 up to $100,000, folks. So recently, one of my clients, like, you know, they went and they wanted to do the, like, the Target. So it ran in just, like, you know, probably $2,000 to $3,000, just kind of getting it out of the door, really, really good quality. And then there's somebody who can range up in the upper end. So it all depends. What is it that you want out of your book? How much do you want to spend? And are you looking to grow your business? So sit down and think about, what is it that I want? 3 things I always say to think about. First is for yourself. Why do you want to write the book? Do you really want to write the book? If you want to write the book, then yes. Then think about anything else. Then think about, what is it that you want for your reader? So important, folks. Because you're writing for someone. You're giving them value. Don't just kind of write it that, oh, you know what, I'm for the sake of writing that I want to write the book and be done. No, it's something. It's your message that's going to live forever. Because think about it. Once you publish the book, that piece of your soul, that piece of your heart, that piece of your knowledge is out there forever. Nobody's going to take it down. And you could even print it and leave it for your family. You know, it could be a legacy. So book is something that you're going to leave behind. So question yourself, why do you want to write? And then secondly, what is the message you're sharing? What is the value you're providing? It's so important, folks. Give value. That's one I cannot stress on anything. If you, let's say, even if you have just a decent cover, but make sure along with the proper typesetting that the quality of content is there. So you could have a wonderful shell, and if the product inside is horrible, then that doesn't work either. It's really important to have quality content as well. Really, really, really crucial. Properly edited, you know, where you're putting your punctuations, where you're putting your quotation marks, how is the transitioning happening from one paragraph to another, making sure that you're not dumping in 20 different ideas in one chapter, how you are, what's the framework of your whole book, is your message coming across, is the reader connecting, are you able to keep the reader engaged, and what is the value that they're getting out of it? So that's the second question. What is the value that I'm giving? And then third is, what is it that you want? Because you are putting in loads and loads and loads of time and energy and investment. So what is it that you want? It's important to ask that question. And then based on your goals, then write and figure out the cover and the publishing and the marketing accordingly.
That's a lot of stuff to take in at once.
Oh, you know, sometimes that's what happens when you know a lot. I don't know everything about it. I will not say that by any means. But when you know a lot, then, and I have a tendency to kind of give away everything, so.
But it's good. It's good that you're helping people. And that brought the question from Kevin. Do you have a publishing house? Do you publish other people's books?
Yes, I do have a publishing house. And it's not like a traditional publishing house where we take over your manuscript and keep your royalties. It's a publishing company. And Yes, I publish other people's books, but the biggest thing is that you retain the full control throughout the process. And our team's number one goal is to make sure that you enjoy the ride. Because life's too short, life's not about surviving, life's about thriving. And we make sure, because that's our number one goal, to make sure that you enjoy the whole process and that you get the best out of the book. Your reader gets the best out of the book. And, you know, these are some really great questions, folks. And sometimes people will ask, you know, books are outdated. Why should we even write a book? I don't know if you guys have thought about that. But let me tell you, no matter what happens, folks, according to the labor statistics, if you go and check it out, there are a whole lot more doctors than authors. And if you will go, even in your day-to-day routine, what you're going to find is that you will see doctors all around, but you're not going to see authors that around. And even in this day and age, a lot of people might say, oh, books may be the past, something of the past. But here's the thing, if you have a book, people's perception of you does change.
I totally agree. And I have to give a plug to the libraries. Ladies and gentlemen, the library, it's a good source of information. Books will and should never be outdated. We have a question. Well, not a question, but to follow up on Kevin's question, can you plug your publishing house? Tell people how they would contact you to get their book published with you.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So basically, folks, reach out to me, contact@diviaparekh.com. And I would definitely put in the subject line Beyond Confidence Radio Show. Because if that happens, you know, we'll definitely give you a hefty discount. Because if you are one of our listeners, you're one of our special folks in the family, and definitely, and I, here's what I'll say, that I'll keep that discount open whenever you want to reach out, or if you're ready, please reach out. And you may say, oh, is there, like, you know, where we can find you or find the stuff? So here's what I'll tell you, that you can go Google me up on Amazon, just write my first and last name and you'll see the books by me. And the reason we don't publish any pricing, it's because every person is unique. Every person has their own idea of their book. And I do not like to, just like my team does not, any folks, here's one thing that Fawn, I'll tell you, my team will set me straight. Even if I'm thinking of a framework for an author, and if it's not right, my editors and my formatters will let me know, that's not going to work for Penny. That's not going to work for me. So that's so wonderful. I am so blessed. I cannot say how blessed I am to be surrounded with a team who all look out for the author. And if that means that we tell each other, then we are wrong. And folks, I don't know about you guys, but you know, there are definitely times when my perspective may not fit the author's. And we look at it collectively. And of course, that gives the author the best thing. So that's the reason we do not publish the pricing, because every author is different. Their needs are different. And we don't tell them, like, mostly if you go to like places like, you know, there are a lot of different presses, something like Balboa Press or Vanity Press. I mean, there's so many out there that I could kind of rattle off the whole list. Even those, they're not publishing houses, they will only give you 10% of the royalties, whereas we are just here to provide service from our heart, and you keep your royalties, you're in charge, and depending on whatever your needs are, we'll craft a custom package for you, we'll craft a custom pricing for you, because not everyone is equal in the sense that not everyone has the same experience. So similarly, the packages cannot be equal. The packages are unique. The packages are special. for each person because everyone is unique and everyone has a different story.
That is awesome. Now, I have a question for you. What genres does your publishing house publish?
So it's so interesting. Initially, we started out in self-help business books because that's where I started out. And surprisingly, what happened was some of the people read my books, my initial books, and they said, you share stories in your books. So one of my last books, especially The Entrepreneur's Garden, when that book came out, even though it's a business book, it's for entrepreneurs, it's written in a story format because I love storytelling. I really believe, think about it. You know, I just kind of want to go back to some of the very, very olden times when there used to be no language, written language, that is. And when they're, and sometimes, yeah, sometimes they didn't, like, you know, if you go back to our old ancestors, they did not have language and they would draw, they would tell, they would pass on the knowledge from the experienced forefathers to their kids, from grandfathers to their sons, to grandkids or to granddaughters through the drawings. And when the language came into being, then it was through storytelling. So storytelling is so important that to me, like, you know, it's so, if you tell something in a story, you're able to remember it so easily. Also, coming from a neuroscience background, when you share something in a way, when you put your point across such that in a form of a story, it sticks. And that's what you want. You want your reader to succeed. You want to provide value. So initially I started out, and then a lot of people came to me and said, oh, this is story, you know, would you be open to helping us out for, what is it called, like, in a different form and fashion for memoirs and for children's books and for autobiography? And I talked with some of the folks on my team, and we found out that, lo and behold, yes, we had experts in there. For children's books, for memoirs, for autobiographies, and even just like storytellings. So we started publishing, and now we have published at least, I would say, 20 to 25 books in those different genres.
Very nice, very nice. Now let's ask this question. Why is a book considered to be one of the best marketing tools for people?
Great question. One of the best marketing tools is, okay, let's just kind of take an example. I'm just going to share a story of one of my clients, a 16-year-old. And her, I think so it's, her book's name was Truth Be Told. So she is a 16-year-old young kid. And, you know, her memoir is out there, so it's, I'm not divulging any confidentiality here. I'm just sharing her story. So her parents had unfortunately fallen prey to the drugs. And with that, like, you know, they were out of her life. And as she was growing up, she grew up with her grandparents. And just the whole environment was like that, was like it was not nurturing to her. And there was something so fearless in this girl and this desire, just this burning desire in her that I want to be an author before I turn 17. So I gave her a big partial scholarship to bring her book to the market. And so what happened over there was, she is this young girl and she writes it. So of course, you know, maybe the book may not be of the top-notch quality, but in this case, what happened was her book is out there. And not only her book was out there, she became number one bestseller. Not only that, and now she's able to take that book. It's so tangible, folks. And people realize it's not just that simple and easy to write a book, okay? And once you have written the book, you have a tool. You are not standing there and holding a business card and giving somebody a business card that somebody will forget. If you're carrying around books with you, regardless what you've written on, whether it's a mystery, whether it's romance, whether it's a thriller. And actually, I have to share, like recently, we are working on a couple of mysteries and a couple of romance thrillers because we have added 2 to 3 members on our team who are really good with that. So now she has this, and like, guess what? Like all of her friends are awed by her. So you don't have to market yourself. You don't have to establish yourself. If you've written a book, people look at you differently. The perception is that they must know about what they're writing. They must know how to take their message and put it coherently in book. No matter how badly a book is written, folks, you have taken that step. 83% of people want to write books and only 4 or 5% of people write books. So right there, by the token that you've written a book, it shows that you have pushed your comfort zone, you have stepped out of it, and you've pushed your limits. So going back further to Mia's story, she got on TV, and I think so she's speaking too. And I would love to share a story from one of my other clients. So she wrote a book where we also do anthology. An anthology is where you contribute only a chapter, you're not contributing a whole book. Sometimes it's really easy to start out that way because it's hard, right? Like to write a whole book, there's sometimes writer's blocks and fears and doubts. But here you get to communicate with a lot of other people, you form that community. So she started out with her book in an anthology. She contributed a chapter, she became a number one best-selling author. And from there, she kind of came back to me, Mary, that, hey, Divya, you know, I'd love to write my own book. We wrote her book. It was a memoir / autobiography. She took that book and ran with it, folks. Not only she started her own magazine, she was reaching out to people and interviewing people like from, I forget the gentleman's name, like anchor from CNN. There is this phenomenal speaker, Les Brown. She was speaking with them on the same stage. The doors that open up because of the book, because it's like book is just one thing, but what you can do with it, you can get speaking engagements, you can get clients. It's not about selling the books, folks. I always say that if you want to make money by selling the books, then it's a long haul. It's a long road. But if you want to do something else, develop that credibility, establish that authority positioning, establish that expertise, it's another matter. And now not only that, but her book is going to get converted into play and they're going to do touring throughout the United States. And I could sit here and give you the stories of my clients go on and on and on. One of the other ladies, because she wrote, she had gone through a lot of trauma in her life. And so we just don't write. When we work together, it's a cathartic process. People evolve. It's not just about writing. See, it's how you write a book. It's like we're partnering together. And during this process, it's almost this growth happens. And it's just another level of expertise that you reach. And now she had her book. She used her book. She's in Las Vegas. And she got like a continuous speaking engagement. She's been doing that since 2 years. So folks, there are stories after stories after stories that I could tell you. Book, there's nothing else out there like a book that establishes you. If you have a book, you can go to a podcast host and say, hey, you know what? I have a book. Can I come and talk to you about this book? So like in couple of, oh, wow. How does Willow says, how does one get started writing? We're nearing to the end of the show, Willow, and we'll definitely do a show again. I would say that just write. Don't think about what's right, what's wrong, just whatever you want to write about. But the key is the commitment. First of all is make sure that you're committed to writing. And if you're not committed, if you just want to write for fun, that's fine too. Just take out the barriers. Just take out these preconceived notions that it got to be done this way. It got to be done that way. No, just write from your heart. So when you're talking about getting started, I would just kind of do that. And there are, of course, a lot of different ways, folks, that you can write about. And if any one of you is interested, there are a lot of different writing programs that I offer. I help you get started to write. And if you just want to do it on your own, I also have a writer's challenge that's free. And actually, I am even happy to share the link of how, let me see very quickly. I was not expecting to do it. I can share that with you. And you can take a writer's challenge, actually.
While we're waiting for you to type that in, we only have about 3 minutes left of the show. What exactly is a writer's challenge, and how do this link is going to provide them that information?
Oh, so basically it is like, you know, it's at your own leisure. You just kind of go, and it just kind of walks you through it, where what you're going to do is you are just going to like, okay, day one, you do this. I walk you through it. There's videos. And oh gosh, it's a, and it will help you get started. Basically, that's what it is. It will help you get started how to write. That's what it's about. It's a writer's challenge, and I would recommend doing one day at a time. It shows, and folks, if I'm not able to share since we only have 2 minutes, here's what I would definitely ask you to reach out to me, contact@diviaparekh.com, and I'll make sure to share that challenge for you, and it'll be definitely, it's a free challenge, and you can do it in the convenience of your home without any worries or looking. Okay, folks, I am searching, and thank you so much. Like always, you guys are amazing asking those questions.
And for those of you whose questions we didn't get to today, I am sure Divya will get to them in a different show. You guys have been great. The interaction between you guys and the topic for tonight, wonderful. You guys stayed on topic. Y'all did great. And definitely reach out to Divya if you are looking to get your book started, published, or at whatever stage in the game you're at. Reach out to Divya.
Oh, I found it. Okay, very quickly, I'm going to share with you. It's HTTPS, and maybe, you know, with my accent, I'll share it with you. I'll put it out in the chat. Could you please share it, my friend?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, it's like technology, you know? All right, so it's there. Please share with our listeners. I know we are very close to it. Thank you, listeners. I so appreciate you. And Rebel, I appreciate you for jumping in and being so spontaneous and always having my back. Thank you. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
So it's success.diviaparekh.com/5-day-writing-challenge/.
There you go, everybody.
Yes. Just one very quick thing. It's a number 5, folks. Okay. It's when you say 5-day writing challenge, it's not five, F-I-V-E. It is type in 5. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. Divya, happy Thanksgiving. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see y'all next time.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.diviaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@diviaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.